Sportsnet 650 presents Just Here for the Beer, Canada's original dedicated beer radio show.
I don't mean to have a one-track mind, but all I need's a frosty pint.
A Vancouver tradition for 10 years and counting. We're talking about the BC beer scene with the innovators, the movers and shakers, and brew makers of the industry.
I don't mean to whine and beg about someone finally tapped that keg. I'm just here for the beer.
It's Just Here for the Beer Radio with your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
It is Just Here for the Beer, broadcasting from the legendary John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Biggest back bar that you've ever seen, Rick.
Oh, it's amazing when you walk in here and you look up and you see that nothing but glass up there. Oh, beautiful.
If you like liquids, you want to check out the John B. on Austin Avenue. Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabeer from justhereforthebeer.com. Now available actually on Spotify, and we've got some more good news.
We're on iTunes and Google Podcasts. So any place that you go to get your podcast, go there and download us if you can't listen to us live.
This is the first time in 2021 that we've said hello to Steve Forsyth from Off the Rail Brewing. Steve, good to see you, man. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I'm really well, thanks.
Okay, so we'll dispense with the, you know, how was the quarantine period? That's well in the past, and hopefully we're getting towards a new normal. But how have things been at Off the Rail over the last little while, generally?
Yeah, generally I think we're like everybody else in the hospitality industry, and there's been some challenges, obviously. We've adjusted and we've adapted and we've kind of diversified a bit as well to try and keep the ball rolling.
You mentioned something off air, which I think bears repeating, because for a place like, for example, Off the Rail and other breweries, where a lot of your business is keg product available, you know, on tap in bars, that got whacked pretty hard.
Yeah, that got hit really hard. You're right, and I think, you know, us along with everybody else is probably down. I'm going to suggest 80% of just the draft business alone due to COVID and the closures and the distancing and everything else that's happening.
Why doesn't that kill you? I mean, you guys have managed to survive. I mean, kudos to the industry. The industry has found a way to pivot and survive. But generally, Rick, wouldn't you think that if you're losing that much of your percentage of your business, you're done?
Well, I mean, I think it also goes to show the thriving business that we've had here in the craft beer industry, where everybody, it took them a little bit to get back up to speed, but, you know, things like patios, which I think Steve's going to talk about, and the extra that we've had to do for hand sanitizing and blah, blah, blah. I think everybody's kind of bounced back fairly well.
You have a limited capacity to begin with, Steve, so credit to you. What did you do when you were told that, you know, obviously you have to survive somehow?
I think we did a number of things. We went online and did a delivery service, which has worked out well. We partnered with Uber Eats as well to get delivery service. We had an outdoor patio, which the city granted licenses for, which helped us not so much during the winter, but certainly for distancing, where we could only have 12 people inside, at least some people outside, and now we've applied for more seating as well. There's also we've been very fortunate that a lot of our regular mainstay customers and the LRS stores have continued to buy packaged goods, and that's kind of how us and I think a lot of other people are surviving. I mean, we want to thrive, as we all do in our businesses, but that's what we've had to do to survive.
Hey, it's Steve Forsyth of Off the Rail Brewing on Adnack Street in East Van. I'm curious, because we did notice that when governments want to act quickly, they can act very quickly. Do you think that maybe there'll be some allowances? Like, can you close off Adnack, and can Bomber and you guys do like a street party? You think that's possible once this whole thing lifts?
I think anything's possible, Joe. I don't know about the city. Don't get me started.
Let's move along. Okay, let's talk product. You've got some beers with you. What have you brought?
I've got some beers. I've got a couple of different things, plus one of the products that we've started to diversify with. We have our Hop Culture Reference, which is a somewhat hazy IPA. We prefer to call it an unfiltered IPA. We have our Hop Water, which I hear Rick opening now, which is...
Okay, so I'm curious about just the term Hop Water. What exactly am I about to drink?
Yeah, I saw this in the States, and I love the idea. It is carbonated water that has been infused at different points during the boiling process with hops. So no carbs, no calories, no sugar, hop water for those who don't want alcohol.
Now, generally, I would think that the taste of hops would not be pleasant to the mouth. I mean, in a nicely mixed beer, you can work it in. That actually tastes very refreshing.
It's refreshing, yeah. It's amazing what you can do. You just time it right. You time your hops right, and you can get some nice flavors.
And I understand there's a bit of a personal connection. The reason that you created this was because you decided not to drink for a bit.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's a great healthy drink for anyone who decides that they don't want alcohol for the time being. Yeah, me personally, I had a bout with gout, and it was winning. So I stopped beer for about a month, which is tough to do when you have a brewery. And I'd heard about this in the States and from a friend of mine here locally. So I made some, and it turned out that I liked it, excuse me, and a lot of other people liked it. So we put it in a can.
That's pretty nice, huh?
Oh, you know what? And it goes along those same lines where people are under keto diets and low carb and everything. This still gives you that hop flavor, but without the calories and without the additional sugars.
How's the response been to this? Because, I mean, first of all, what's it called?
It's called Bine.
Bine
hop water. So it's called Bine because hops grow on vines. Grapes grow on vines, hops grow on vines. It's just something that I think kind of needed to be done for us at this time.
So because it does not contain alcohol, I would presume then that means that this could be sold in convenience stores and grocery stores and the like.
Yeah, we've got it. We have it on Famous Foods right now on Kingsway. We have it in Nestor's. We're approaching some other places with it, but it is new. So we're trying to go slowly and surely and make sure that the product is right and just educate people about what's out there.
And I think the fun that you're going to be able to have with this is to be able to do different hops.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to come up with some really interesting and different flavors.
Yeah, that's right, Rick. We've got another one coming up pretty soon. I believe it's going to have Mosaic and Azaka hops in it, so a bit different flavor profile than this original one, which is Centennial, Simcoe, and Citra.
More, so a little bit more piney.
A little bit. This one's a bit more piney. I think the next one will be a bit more fruity and more tropical.
Now, something that you mentioned before we started to chat with you on the radio is kind of surprised me. Is it 7 years for Off the Rail?
Six
years for Off the Rail. What was the beer scene like 6 years ago? And what have COVID aside, what has been the major transformation, would you say, in the 6 years you've been in operation?
Yeah, well, that's a great segue into certain styles, Joe. A big change for me personally was we were used to traditional beers coming from my era and the old Railway Club days. Nowadays, obviously, the two biggest selling beers in BC are probably hazy IPAs and sours. We do both now. We've done a new fruit sour, started last year. We have a new one out this year, which will be a recurring part of our series. The hazy IPA, I mean, it's just an IPA It's an IPA without the bitterness, without those IBUs in it, but still a ton of the new hop flavors that are out there right now.
Well, I must ask you, and I must give you kudos as well, because I think names of beers, images on cans or bottles is important, but names of beers. Tell me about the Big Heckin' Chonker.
The Big Heckin' Chonker was Craig yeah. Barker, who was a rep for a while. It was his idea. We did a Big Chonk, which was a peanut butter porter, and sold really well, and Craig wanted to do a bigger beer, so we did this 8.6 Imperial Porter Chonker, which is a chocolate birthday cake anniversary beer for us. And it's delicious. It's a one beer as far as I'm concerned. For me, a bit of a dessert beer, but wow, great flavor.
That's so cool. And tell us just before we let you go about the protocols and as you said, you got a limited capacity to begin with, but you're open for business. What are your hours of operation generally?
We're still Monday through Saturday. On the weekends, we're open until 10. I've applied for an increase in hours too, so that we can stay open till 10 during the summer rather than 8. So just one other thing I wanted to mention too is that we do have a collab coming up, and I wanted to mention this because it's kind of exciting. It's our first collab that didn't happen with Bomber, but it's happening with Sundown Brewing, and we're doing a 4-pack, which will be a new fruit sour and a new hazy IPA. And they've, again, Craig Barker, our rep, put us onto those guys, and they're really great guys. They don't have a bricks and mortar, but they do have a lot of talent in making really good sours and hazy IPAs.
What will this be called?
It's going to be called a Park Pack.
Okay. And do when?
Do probably around April 1st.
Steve Forsyth, always a pleasure to see you. We'll probably see you down the road, and hopefully by that point, we're back to normal.
That's great, Joe. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Beer. Yeah. Crack on the beer. I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yale Town. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yale Town, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
In the world of body art, you want someone who's creative, innovative, and gets it. That's Side Street Tattoo in Gastown and artist Devin Stacy. If you can imagine it, Devin can create it. Whether it's something simple, a full sleeve, or way beyond, it can be done and in a safe and sterile manner. If you've been thinking about getting your first ink or looking to add to an already existing piece, talk to my friend Devin Stacy. Side Street Tattoo at 26 East Cordova in Gastown. Online, sidestreettattoo.com.
Listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, also at 96.9 FM HD3. You can also download us and stream us on Spotify, Google Play. We're everywhere.
iTunes, wherever you go to get your podcasts.
We are broadcasting from the always legendary John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam, and we're joined by friends of the show. We've known you guys not a whole long time, but we've really developed a bond with North Point Brewing in North Vancouver. Liam Jeffries, owner. Paul Kopamis, who is the head brewer. And guys, first of all, welcome to Coquitlam. This is your first time at the John B. What do you think?
It's great.
Pretty
great,
cool.
Happening
spot. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Really nice spot.
Considering we're in COVID times, I mean, they've done a really good job of sort of keeping some kind of ambience alive. And God knows that the province has not been that cooperative in terms of helping bars and restaurants out. We have to start off on a somber note because we plan to have you on this show because you had done a beer to help out a very troubling situation. So let's talk about the beer that you guys did for your friend's son, Alejo.
Yeah, good family, friends. We found out 2 weeks in he had tumors on his leg. 10th case in the world. Needed to raise $1 million US dollars to get into a place in Boston, hospital in Boston. And unfortunately, he passed away, but we, you know, throughout the fundraiser, tried to collect as much money for them, and we were on the right track, and they were on the right track, but he unfortunately passed away.
So we were there, Rick. You and I were at North Point a couple of weeks back, and we saw this steady stream of traffic because there was a show, the story aired on the newscast, and obviously a lot of people cared. Paul, jump in here because how did this sort of work? Was this a beer you had planned already, or was this something that you quickly had to create?
Well, timing was of the essence, so we had to quickly kind of pull this together. So we kind of had a beer we were making, and we kind of were able to alter that slightly in order to make this Alejo IPA. And it was a hazy IPA with notes of citrus, tropical fruit, you know, mango, you know, some subtle sweetness, and so we made this, you know, hazy IPA. So that we could kind of market this and make it the Alejo IPA and kind of sell this as part of the fundraiser.
And so. Were you not blown away by the response?
Insane, yeah. I mean, the people that were coming in between the ages of 20 and 80 years old, everyone was buying it and walking out with flats. So it was unbelievable. Like, it's crazy to see a community come together.
We tried it. Great.
We tried it. We made sure that we bought it. I mean, as a dad with little ones, it really hit me in the feels, right? So...
Well, it's a really very, very nice gesture, and I think this is one of the things that maybe goes understated in the beer community, because you guys, first of all, you play well with each other, and I know that there was other breweries that were actually sort of helping you out if need be to help produce it, and I think that's pretty much unique to your industry.
Yeah, for sure. Always so much support, and it's always been there for us, and yeah, we just wanted to give back at this point. So.
We were enjoying your patio just a couple of short days ago, Rick and myself.
Last week.
You know, you got a nice little spot there. You're on First and you're just down from the Gull, which is actually the location of our next show.
Yeah.
But, man, it's amazing in a short period of time what a great beer community has developed in that area of Lower Lonsdale.
Yeah, for sure. And expansion is coming.
100%. Expansion is coming. Very soon. Come on, do tell. What do you got planned?
Can't tell much, but hopefully opening upstairs very soon. Yeah. We're working with the city on that right now. And maybe into another area here. So
now, Paul, as the brewer, you need room to play. There's not a whole lot of room there to play. What do you think in big picture here?
Well, I mean, like we're pretty tight on our schedules, and there's a lot of room to kind of fit in fun stuff and do things like that. So we got some fun things in the works, kind of, you know, partnering with other breweries and stuff, and
in Estonia.
Yeah. So you know, doing things with My Heritage and things like that. So. Yeah. I could touch on that quickly.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Where you know, my family's from Estonia. I've always wanted to do like an Estonian style beer.
Now, what is an Estonian style
beer? Well, that's the thing. That's, you know, I did a lot of research. I'm trying to think, like, what could I take that could be like, you know, make myself Estonian kind of, and take that. Right. So I think we decided on a rye lager or a rye ale probably. So we've now partnered with a brewery in Estonia, and we're working on something that's going to come down the pipe here.
Well, I'll tell you, that's pretty adventurous, especially in COVID times. You're partnering with a brewery on the other side of the world. That's actually pretty adventurous.
Yeah.
Was this, do you give the green light 100% on this?
I literally heard about this about an hour ago. So and I was like, you got to talk about this today.
No, that's cool. So when do you think this may see the light of day? Do you have a name in mind? Is it going to have like a...
We don't have a name yet. We're still working on the recipe, but the timeline for launch is now kind of middle of spring probably. So that's where we're looking at.
We're talking North Point Brewing. We're broadcasting from the John B. Pub. This is Sportsnet 650 AM, 96.9 FM, HD3. Okay, guys, you got some beers here. What'd you bring to show?
Yeah, so we got the our Staycation Pilsner, which is just, you
know, Staycation Pilsner.
Yeah, so this was
perfect for COVID times.
Yeah. So it's just a classic Pilsner. Yeah. Czech malt, you know, European hops, so really, really good, really good. You know, just classic Pilsner. Then we have our Into the Mist Pale Ale, which is uses some Nelson Sauvin and Citra hops, so really nice notes of citrus, but also like really nice white wine, lychee characters. And these are obviously two of our big sellers. So,
how do you come up with a white wine lychee in your beer?
I kind of look at what hops pair well together. And I take those hops which have those notes in them, and I can build that kind of beer based around those hops. So,
do you consciously, because there is such a bustling beer community in within like a short crawl from your brewery to beer brewing to La Cerveceria, do you consciously look at what the others are doing and decide we're not going to do that because we want to be distinct, or does it matter to you?
It doesn't matter to me, and to be honest, I don't look at what they do, and we just kind of come up with our own ideas. I mean, some ideas do come from what other breweries do, but never the same, just like sort of a spice hint to one sort of sour, and then we're like, let's use this spicy hint of it on our tropic like it's hot sort of thing. So yeah, no, we don't, just like little subtle things from other breweries is what we use, but nothing the same or...
You know, one of the things that I love about that beer scene is, and Joe, you and I have been up there several times, and we've gone from North Point over to House of Funk or wherever, and who do we see walking in the door like 15 minutes after we get there?
guys. No, but I think that's so important unlike other types of business, you honestly want these breweries to do well, because if they do well, you do well.
The better they do, like the better obviously
we'll exactly
be, so. We're all so close in the area, and we plan to keep it that way. I mean, COVID has definitely separated everyone, you know, not in a bad way, but we can't get together as much anymore, but we look forward to all getting back together. We've talked about it.
Well, not being 90, I'm not in the vaccination category right now. Come on, BC, speed it up. Yeah. But anyway, that said, what can we expect if somebody wants to check out North Point? What's your capacity? What are your hours of operation? And what do you recommend?
Yeah, just a spacious sort of area coming up here with opening upstairs, and the occupancy stays the same, and we got a big outdoor area, so... And obviously good crushable beers.
And it's a great area. Again, as I told you, and I texted you, Liam, because I just thought what you guys did for Alejo was just unbelievable. And it's a really, really sad conclusion to the story, but a great effort. And God bless you, man. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 welcomes you to the BC Ale Trail, your definitive source for exploring supernatural British Columbia and its world of amazing craft beer. With more than 200 breweries on the landscape, let the BC Ale Trail guide you as you navigate your way through the province and sample and sip the best in local craft beer while following the guidelines for travel as per the BC Public Health Order. For more information and to start your journey, visit bcaletrail.ca.
And the BC Ale Trail finds us today at Strange Fellows Brewing. We're talking with Megan Fulton, who is social media support for Strange Fellows. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming
down. It's nice to see you. It's nice to be back down here. It's been a while. It's been so much has changed in the world that, you know, you can't really get out as frequently as you want to. But we're hoping that maybe there's some more light at the end of this bleak, bleak tunnel. But you've got something really cool going on. We're talking about the Helping Hands series. Now, you're one of the originators of this. Tell us about the origins of it, what prompted you to do it, and what exactly is the Helping Hands series?
Yeah, so last year we were kind of collectively thinking together how we could utilize the privilege and platform that we have at Strange Fellows to be able to better serve our community. And we came up with this idea for Helping Hands. So it's a beer series. We do it packaged in cans, sold out of the tasting room, and then just a small amount of draft in the tasting room also. So the first one we did, we decided to go with Covenant House as the charity that we supported. Just with a lot of what's going on in our community, we've noticed there's a lot of issues with homelessness, and we wanted to do something actionable to help out, to, you know, spread information about what's going on and to really highlight different organizations in Vancouver that are doing amazing work to help out people.
So a portion of the proceeds then from the revenues go towards various areas of society.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we do $4 per four pack or $1 right. per single can that will go directly towards a charity. Right now we're working with Wish, which is a drop-in center that has a lot of resources for people who work in sex work. And we just wanted to make something that, yeah, like we can't fix everything. We don't have all of the answers.
No, but you can contribute, and
exactly.
And you can feel good giving back too.
Yeah. And we have such a big platform here. We really wanted to be able to utilize that to help our patrons find out about cool organizations, to help our staff find out about cool organizations.
So you're two in now. So you did Covenant House, you did Wish. And is this series going to continue for a period of time?
It's a continuing series. The next one hasn't been decided yet, but it's definitely something that we're going to continue to do at least twice a year going forward, if not more.
And does it give you also a chance to try to throw out some pretty funky beers in the process?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the first one we did, the Helping Hands Backyard, it was a grisette that we actually brewed with wild yeast that was harvested from the experimental apple orchard.
Yeah.
So that one was super cool. We used second-use cherries on that, and it was really funky. This one, the second one we've done, is a hazy pale ale brewed by our brewer Carly. So she used the Pink Boots hop blend. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pink Boots is a society for women in brewing. And yeah, we got some really fun, sexy hops out of that, and a really cool beer that I think is a little bit different than what we normally do. And, you know, part of this series is being able to experiment with that also.
Well, it sounds like a really cool thing to do, and it makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside when you can give back to people that are in desperate need. It is called the Helping Hands Series. She's Megan Fulton, the social media support for Strange Fellows Brewing on Clark Drive. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Join us again next time as we visit stops along the BC Ale Trail on Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 HD3. For more information on BC's craft beer scene and to start your personal journey, visit bcaletrail.ca. And please remember to always enjoy responsibly.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y@gmail.com.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, liquor on 248, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, a dollar off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save a dollar, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
This is Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 HD3, a Vancouver broadcast tradition since 2010. Check out the audio podcast at justhereforthebeer.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Moabeer.
He's bad Jimmy D, the biggest man in the whole damn town, man. You are. Look at the pipes on this guy.
And considering he's a new dad and he's probably sleep deprived as hell, he still kept some beef on you, buddy.
He's Jimmy Derbyshire from Russell Brewing Company, and always a pleasure to see you. Well, let's first of all talk about the young, and how old is the young now?
He was 3 months on yesterday.
3 months.
Damn.
Yes.
And how has Jimmy's life changed in the 3 months?
Hanging on by a thread, not a lot of sleep.
Like most
typical fathers, it's
getting up for that 3 a.m. feeding.
I'm doing a lot of feeding. I take them from about 10 till 6 a.m. and bottle feed them.
I'm guessing it gives you a whole new respect for motherhood, too, does it not?
Oh, man. It does. I have an incredible wife who is just an absolute
honey,
superstar.
I love you.
Yeah, no, she is incredible.
Wow. Yeah, any? I know it's a little early yet because he's only 3 months old, but any plans to get him in the beer biz, or what do you think down the road?
He's too busy pooping and puking on himself.
Yeah, okay.
He reminds me of me when I was hungover.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk some other good news, because we have had you on the show now for the past couple years, and each time we have you on the show, and I know Russell Brewing is 25 years into the business, so you're grandfathers as far as the beer industry goes.
We are.
But you still don't have a tasting room.
No.
And we've had some moments with you on the show where it's been, we better change the subject because it's not going to end happily. But I understand you now have some encouraging news on when Russell Brewing will actually be able to invite people down to taste in your facility.
Yeah, we're finally seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. We have solidified our food provider for our tasting room, which is now going to be the Pawn Shop that's downtown. They also own the Wooden Spoon in Surrey. So they're going to be providing the food program for us. And we did a menu tasting last week, which was fantastic. So we'll be serving tacos out of our tasting room. And we finally have seen some headway with the city of Surrey. They seem like they're open-minded now, and they're listening to us, and they're looking at our plans, and they've sent us some revisions, and we're going to solidify our Fraser Health approval for hopefully next week. So things are moving ahead, and we're happy with the progress now.
Fingers crossed, and if the good Lord's willing, when would you say
This summer.
You realize it's now mid-March. This summer is not that far away.
That's what we're shooting on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a long time coming, Rick.
Oh, you know what? And it's one of those things where somebody who's been around like Russell has, which has been forever and a day, it's needed. It's much needed in that area because there's nothing else beer-wise going on in that area. So, yeah, for sure.
Well, not to mention the fact, and again, it's been a long time, and one of these days we need to do a little venture out to the Surrey area where Russell is headquartered, because I go back years with the original Russell brothers when the brand first started. But, you know, you're in an industrial park, and I'm sure that when you finally get the go-ahead to do something, you can do some pretty swinging parties once this COVID thing is all behind us.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're super excited. We think that we're going to have an incredible lunch business there with all the surrounding businesses that are with us. And like you said, there is not much out there.
Yeah.
And whenever you're in the suburbs, people are always looking for somewhere to go and something new. And, you know, the Instagram blows up every week. When is your tasting room open? When is your tasting room open? So there's lots of people waiting. So we're hoping the lineup is long. Good.
Well, you know, it's funny. He says summertime. And, I mean, generally, June 21st, is that the start of summer or thereabouts?
Unofficially.
So the next time we have Jimmy on the show, I'm going to hope that we're having him on the show where he's announcing, hey, folks, it's legit now. We're open for business.
Oh, for sure.
That's. Yeah. I'm hoping as well. We should be building by that point. And, yeah.
So what's going on in the Russell family? There's always some cool things. I mean, and again, we've often talked about this, but when you came on board, you were sort of tasked with the mission of sort of doing a redesign, slapping a new coat of paint on the old barn, and you've certainly done an outstanding job of that. What's new in Russell these days?
It's business as usual, pumping out new beers as fast as we can. We have tons of new stuff coming down the pipe. We're hoping that. We're hoping to spearhead a blood drive in the near future. So instead of Ask for Russell, Ask for Blood, and doing some sort of like a blood donation, we're hoping to get 2 kegs worth of blood donated, which is roughly about 100. It's like 166 people need to donate.
Well, I'm also guessing that's been seriously affected by COVID.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to be honest, that's how it came up. I was giving blood, and I was talking with the nurse, and she said how it's been very difficult. It's been a lot slower than usual, and it just looked like an opportunity to, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. So there's, you know, a really good opportunity there to.
And that's something that's always needed for you know, our medical system anyway, so.
He is Jimmy Derbyshire from Russell Brewing Company, just here for the Beer Radio, broadcasting from the legendary John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3. This is, of course, your first appearance on Sportsnet Radio.
So yes.
Welcome to the new channel, the new frequency.
Yes, I completely forgot.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
We're switching things up.
Exactly, we're switching things up.
Feels brand new.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so talk about social media. How important is social media in the beer industry? Because obviously, you know, in the days of like, you know, Google reviews and all of that, somebody can easily take a shot at anybody they want. But on the constructive criticism side, how important do you find the feedback is? Like, do your fans, do they make suggestions? Do you welcome suggestions in terms of what they want to see or what they want to drink?
We're always open to suggestions, and trust me, we get lots of suggestions, and I pass them along to our brew staff whenever we get them. But social media is much like label design in that you need to stand out on the shelves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to set yourself apart from the rest, and it's becoming more and more and more competitive when it comes to social media. And, you know, whether you're promoting, using promoted ads or whether you're promoting too much, there's a fine line that you have to play in. But it allows you to be creative. And that's the most exciting part about social media.
We're so excited. And hopefully the next time we have you on the show, unless by some quirk of nature, something changes, we're hoping that the process is in place to actually get a tasting room. And man, this tasting room better be pretty damn sweet because we've been talking about it for so long.
Well, I can't wait to let you all down.
It better have chandeliers and what have you. But so realistically, you're thinking summertime 2021.
Yes, that's what we're shooting for.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Guys.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Jimmy.
Just here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650, sponsored in part by T-Squared Personal Training. It's never too late to get your fitness regime in order. And you can treat yourself to personal trainer Troy Tyrrell and see the gains you'll make in just a few sessions a week. T-Squared Personal Training, you can visit T-SquaredVancouverPersonalTraining.com. Try the Gravity Trainer. Tell them Joe sent you.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female. And if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y @gmail.com.
You're listening to Just here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
Sitting around the legendary John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam, Just Here for the Beer Radio, now broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3. The legendary John B., of course, is home to probably the best-looking back bar you've seen.
Oh, it's amazing.
Amazing happy hour. And amazing people that just happen to drop by. Look, everybody, it's
Andrew
Shunin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
From Whistler Brewing Company. Good to see you. Is this our first visit in 2021?
I believe so. Kick off the new year. There's, new. I feel like there's some light at the end of the tunnel, some new hope.
Well, it's funny because I think the last time I saw you, and I think I recorded you, it was during the, basically, around the quarantine lockdown period. And it was just such an eerie situation because the streets were deserted.
Exactly.
Parking spots were available everywhere in downtown Vancouver, which was a good thing, but it wasn't because you couldn't really park anywhere because nothing was open.
Exactly.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And, you know, at least we've made some progress on that front, and I feel like it's just the beginning.
How did you do in terms of like accounts that weren't able to all of a sudden have your product on tap anymore, or they not because they didn't want it, because they weren't able to open the doors and sell it?
That's right. It's been difficult for customers that we've had, especially those that we've had really long standing relationships, and even new ones. We've weathered the storm with them, and we had to scale back, especially on the keg side as well. And, things are starting to look up a little bit more. And, just got to keep a positive attitude and hope that as we roll into spring and summer, at least some of these, these customers can get back on track and be able to open their doors again.
From a sales guy point of view, though, Andrew, was this an opportunity for you guys to kind of go back and reevaluate some of your marketing plans, what was coming into it, what you guys had in the hopper coming down for new beers and new product?
Exactly. I think like with everyone else, we focused a little bit more on the retail side of things and look for opportunities as to where we could introduce new beers, from a package format, whether it's a tall 4-pack or a 6-can pack, and look to reach customers that way.
He's Andrew Shunin from Whistler Brewing Company. Just Here for the Beer Radio from the John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabeer from justhereforthebeer.com at JHFTB on Twitter and Instagram. I think I might have tried the best beer I've had in a long time.
That's what I like to hear.
Oh, my God. No, seriously, Rick, this is a limoncello. It's new, brand new. Is this brand new from Whistler?
It's brand new. It's not even, probably not even in a lot of stores yet. It's just starting to get up there.
It's outstanding.
It's, definitely a very light patio, summertime, hang out with friends.
I'm going to challenge you on that. This is an around the clock, anytime.
You're crushing this one,
are you? And you know what? I've been laying off the beer generally of late. Only because, and I still love a good IPA, I still love a good lager, but I've been trying to, be a little bit more health conscious, and unfortunately, that's one of the side effects of this industry, Andrew, as I'm sure you will attest, that, we tend to put on a little bit of weight from time to time, but my goodness, this is outstanding.
Well, thanks so much. We, this is a brand new beer from Whistler. We took our influence, our inspiration from, you look at those Italian lemon liqueurs, that limoncello liqueur that they make in southern Italy, and we said, well, what can we do with something like that, that type of concept, and merge it with beer? So we brewed a light lager, and then we added, a splash of lemon flavor to it, and so this is what you've got, something that's super accessible, super easy drinking, but at the same time has some, it's almost like blending lemonade and beer together. And, it's almost, because it's lighter in alcohol at 4.2%, it's similar to what a Radler would be.
Yeah, very, very crushable, I would say.
No, absolutely. So as you say,
this is so new, it might not even be on the shelves of your favorite liquor store at this point.
That's right. So, but it's on the verge of being distributed. It's in warehouse, private government liquor stores.
Is this only available in can packaging? Is it going to be available on tap somewhere?
Right now, just in cans.
Just in cans, okay.
But, you know, we're going to gauge what, you know, what people have to say about it, how they react to it. And from there, we'll look at, you know, whether we do subsequent brews and look at draft as well.
It's got a solid 2 beer glasses up from just here for the Beer
awesome.
Radio. I can tell you that.
Thank you.
Sure. Let's talk No Limits, the rye ale. Now, this, again, I was commenting earlier that generally you have a standard logo, the Whistler Brewing Company logo. But this is kind of a new package idea. Tell us about this.
That's right. So from time to time, we like to go out and support local organizations in Whistler. You know, it's important to us that we're entrenched, we're involved with the local community, especially, you know, given everything that's happened and mm-hmm. there's less tourism, less revenue coming in. So, you know, we try and team up from time to time with an organization that we think, you know, does some really good things and help people. So we partnered with Whistler Adaptive for our No Limits Rye Ale. And Whistler Adaptive, what they do is they help people with disabilities to get engaged in sports and to use sports therapy and to really focus on their abilities instead of their disabilities. So we thought that was a really worthwhile organization. We created this beer, which is a rye ale. It's an amber ale. It's got some nice malty tones with a touch of fruit to it. Rick, you asked about you know, other side projects that we've done, you know, given the current climate of things, and this was one of them, where we did it as a smaller batch project. Really, it's available in the Sea to Sky corridor for so well distributed in Whistler, up to Pemberton, down to some accounts in North Vancouver. So you have to search it out, and some of the proceeds go to we donate them to the Whistler Adaptive organization. So we're getting ready to cut them a check for $2,000. To help them throughout the year. It's all volunteer-based. You know, they're up to teaching people 19 sports. And we had a chance to do a bit of a virtual launch. Wonderful people that are really passionate about what they do and definitely passionate about the craft beers that they drink.
So, folks, for those of you who are looking for this product and it might not be in your local BCLDB or your local liquor retail store, make sure you go in and ask for it because they'll be able to order it in for you.
Yeah, and I think it's so important because as we talked about earlier on the show, we were talking about the fundraiser for Alejo through North Point Brewing. And I think what speaks to the generosity that this community gives back to people. And remember, you did I'm going to call it the dog beer. I'm not benefiting it properly, but it basically was helping. Was it PADS? Was it this or PAWS? The society?
It was with, we teamed up with the BCSPCA and also with one of the local Whistler organizations as well that looks after and takes in like abused animals.
Yes,
and, you know, predominantly and, dogs and cats, but...
And you had this adorable dog on the outside, right. And I'm thinking like, unless you're not human, how can you not support this project? But that is so good to see. And as we say, we don't say it often enough. Because you guys aren't usually the ones that want to toot your own horn. So we need to do a better job of that because there's so many people like Andrew and Whistler Brewing and other companies that do so many good things that don't really go, you know, heralded enough.
And I think with our local craft community, I think it goes to speak to the family orientation, right? The cooperation, the community-based that they have with local communities and local charities. There's always a need.
Hello, Limoncello. Man, I'm not lying. This is probably the best beer I have tried in about a year. And
sounds good to me.
No, that is.
How'd you like it?
And it's fresh off the shelf or fresh out of the brewery and almost coming to a liquor store near you.
Beautiful lemon flavor, not super sweet. Almost rattlerish, like you described earlier. You know, just it meets the right parameters, right? Not too much, not too little.
Oh, this is just perfect. And also, again, the collab that you've done, it's called No Limits, the Rye Ale, and this is widely available as well.
Just in the Sea to Sky corridor.
Sea to Sky.
They'll probably get it sooner than later, as
We launched that in January, so it should still be in stores, but I don't suspect for too much longer.
Andrew Schoonin from Whistler Brewing Company, always a pleasure, sir, and I think the next time we see you, it'll probably be like the end of summer, thereabouts, and hopefully plexiglass shields are down, masks are off, and we're partying.
That's right. Let the good times come back and
absolutely
roll, for sure. Gentlemen, always
cheers
a pleasure.
Good
nice
to see you.
To see you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Just here for the Beer Radio, sponsored in part by 12 Kings at the corner of 12th and Kingsway in Vancouver, your local sports hub for all sports with sound. 12 Kings Pub, back open at 12th and Kingsway.
How about a burger where In-N-Out meets Shake Shack? Well, it's called Mimi's Burgers, a pop-up joint out of Glitch at 2287 West Broadway, two blocks west of Arbutus. It's a simple menu with just four options of hand-pressed patties: Mimi's Classic, Mimi's Cheeseburger, the Beyond Meat, and the double-sized honey for the hungry folk among us. Great burgers, Kennebec fries, and onion rings, and they are good. Mimi's Burgers, think Shake Shack meets In-N-Out. 2287 West Broadway, mimisburgers.com, and on Instagram at Mimi's Kits.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
This is Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 HD3, a Vancouver broadcast tradition since 2010. Check out the audio podcast at justhereforthebeer.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Moabeer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio. Just here for the beer.com. You can follow us on social media at JHFTV on Twitter and Instagram, also on Facebook. And you're listening to Sportsnet 650 AM, also at 96.9 FM, HD3. You can also stream the show. Got Just Here for the Beer Radio on Spotify. It's Mike Rutter, Mr. Pacific Western Brewing, the Boo Boy. How you doing, man?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again. We've had, since we last spoke, a little bit more light at the end of the proverbial tunnel. We're seeing a longer hour of daylight today.
Oh, that's been good to see.
That's a nice sign of things to come. And, you know, we're not going to dwell on the rollout of the vaccines. But it seems like every month when I come and see you, we're making a little bit more progress to something that kind of resembles normal. And here's hoping that maybe by, you know, mid to late summer, it's we're able to do beer fests again or some kind of beer fest.
Oh, that'd be amazing. We really can't wait to see how this all kind of plays out, and we're hoping for the best.
Yeah, now you guys, of course, have been big on beer fests. And in fact, we're in the office now, your boardroom at Pacific Western Brewing. And boy, that's a heritage item. The 2007 Canada Cup of Beer, presented by Just Here for the Beer. This is prior to us launching the radio show. And you won for one of your brands, best name, Dude.
Oh, Dude. Dude Beer.
That goes back some years, doesn't it?
That's quite a few years back. But, I mean, that was an amazing event. And we've held on to that keepsake for quite a few years.
That is one of those brands that might think maybe it might have been a little ahead of its time, because I don't know when the whole Dude explosion popped up. I'm saying it's around 2010.
Yeah.
You might have been sort of leaders in that one. But is that a brand that's just ever going to be dusted off, or are you just going to put that one in the archives?
You know, you never know.
You never know.
You could see a little resurgence in the future, but no. Nothing quite yet.
Well, as we speak, to record this segment, it is St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And I know that Caribou has saw on social media, pick up some nice green cans. You got the Genuine.
Yeah, Caribou Genuine six-packs are on sale, conveniently enough, today and all through this month, until March 31st.
Yeah.
And so you can pick up a can of the original green can for... Ooh, it's a six-pack for about a buck off.
And it's not just beer in the Pacific Western family. You started this line of Pacific Cool vodka sodas in a variety of flavors, and I know that you've been telling me in past that they're doing extremely well as well.
Yeah, they're doing really well. We're up to about five flavors right now. If you keep an eye out, you might just see one or two more. But right now, really excited to have our blood orange six packs of our vodka soda in government liquor stores.
And of course, also, it would be not a trip to the Pacific Western Brewing facility without asking about merchandise. And you're kind of doing a nautical theme coming up this year, huh?
Yeah, we got a few things in mind for Caribou. Rolling into spring and summer months, you might just be able to find some fishing merch at your local stores. So that would include fishing rods, fishing vests, and even a fishing lure.
And it's also an advisory to follow you guys on social media, because you're very active on social media, and there's all sorts of cool merchandise that one might actually not be aware of is available. So if they want to check out your line of merch, what do you recommend they do?
Yeah, I mean, following us on social media is always a good thing. You can keep up with the latest and greatest, but if you're interested in seeing what's new this week, www.caribou.com will take you to our store.
He is Mike Rutter from Pacific Western Brewing, the Caribou guy on Just Here for the Beer on Sportsnet 650. Cheers, man.
Cheers, sir. I'm
just here for the beer. Just Here for the Beer Radio, Sportsnet 650, also 96.9 FM HD3. Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabir from the John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Always a pleasure to see Mr. Mark Roberts from Backcountry Brewing. Mark, pleasure as always.
Dude, so good to see you.
Last time we saw you was actually in this room
before
Christmas. And so has this been a time of creativity amongst the brew team at Backcountry? Like, you know, you've taken advantage of the fact that it's not full capacity in your tasting room and business is kind of, you know, stymied to some degree. Yeah. But are you finding that your beer makers are getting more creative with their stuff?
Yes, and one thing that we found kind of like through COVID, a silver lining, is we do all these one-off beers. And I think especially people want to explore a bit more money on a craft beer. So last year we did, I think it was 54
beers. Yeah, pretty ambitious.
This year we're doing like 80.
Wow.
82. Some are only brewery-only releases, but it keeps things fresh, keeps things exciting. Yeah. Like, we're definitely known for our IPAs and our sours, so those are coming out like once every 3 weeks. We're going to come up with more West Coast IPAs because we really feel that traction is coming out. And John, our head brewer, has done a really good job that anybody who ever has worked in the brewery, like works on the canning line, that gets a chance to go cellaring, then brewing, and then like develop their own recipe. So we really have like 6 to 7 brewers that have a recipe that John creates with them, and then gives us the ability to come up with 80 different recipes, because that ain't easy.
No, of course not. Do you use your tasting room as kind of like a test kitchen? Like, if something is selling well, you know that we want to do more of this. Conversely, if something maybe isn't moving so fast, maybe we want to do less of that?
Slightly, but mainly we just brew what we like.
Yeah.
Sours. I mean, I think if you asked me 4 years ago, are you going to have a sour every 3 weeks? We would have said, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
But now, no. Like, we definitely follow sales trends. So, like, while we have so many sours, we also really like them, drinking them and making them. At the same time, we still want to come out with, like, a bunch of creative beers that they want. So we have 3 size tanks, like a 25 hack, 50 hack, and 75. So 25 hack tanks, we can do brew only release if it doesn't work.
And for those that don't know what a heck means.
Sorry, a hectoliter is 100 liters. So we have 2,500 liter tanks, 5,000, 7,500. And you can always do that in half. So like if we do like a porter, like a nitro porter, like we can't sell that. We're not going to package it, but we'll make it just for the tasting room. So it kind of like keeps the creativity going, and also the ability to come up with something. You know, if it doesn't work. If it doesn't work out, then we either dump it. The quality isn't there. We dump the beer, or if it's not something that feels going to be traction, like a red ale. That we've done one, but it's not a great mover typically in the industry. But we do one just for tasting room.
You look like you've come armed with a release schedule. So
I have too.
You guys, as we said, are pretty ambitious. So what's in the on deck circle at Backcountry Brewing?
So last week we did a Nuke It from Orbit, which is a West Coast Citra IPA, which will be being shipped this last week. And then on the 18th, we came out with a pale ale, Daffy Twister Spread. Unfortunately, I can't remember. It's a ski term. I can't remember the name of the hops we're using. And then we're coming out with the apricot, peach, mango, guava, lemon zest sour on the 24th.
Not much of that, huh?
And then and some of the names are really good. Like, I don't know if you're an Anchorman fan. On the 31st, we're canning like that escalated quickly from Anchorman.
Yeah.
Broadcasting, which is a blackberry, raspberry, marshmallow sour. And then like. Yeah, we have a Helles Lager coming out in April, a Talus hop, which I forget what brewery I just had. I don't know, it was Strathcona or Superflux. A really nice hop.
Yeah.
And then we kind of come up with, so we're doing about 4 to 6 beers a month.
So do people appreciate the effort that goes into naming these beers? Because I remember you had the doctor. Do people get it? I mean, probably some people do, and some people go, what does that even mean?
Yeah, totally. It's quite generational, actually. Even myself, like, there's one beer that, like, like I love the Simpsons and the Family Guy, but there's one, it would be like phase one collect underpants, phase two, and then phase three profit, and that's from like Cartman, Stan,
South Park.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I never watched it, so I have to Google that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we came out with a cherry cola sour called I Think We're Low Now. My buddy's like, "Where's that from?" I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" So it is quite generational, but like I think a lot of people, I don't know if you're ever born in the 70s or 80s, will probably get our references a lot. Yeah. Hopefully, if not, then people get to Google it and then explore new movies and songs that they may never have experience before.
He's Mark Roberts from Backcountry Brewing on Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650, also 96.9 FM HD3. I don't know if I asked you this before, but how much input does the public have into what Backcountry brews? Like, if all of a sudden there's this preponderance of people requesting something in the tasting room, does that make its way to the back of house and the management team sits down and goes, you know, maybe we should consider trying this?
I'm going to say yes and a slight yes. So a big thing is sales and traction. So like we look at Instagram, like what posts have had a lot of numbers behind them? What's selling really fast for the tasting room? Like even our sours, like we came out with like a really big fruity sour sells really well. Well, maybe something with lime sells well, but not as much. So we even find like little differences within a brand. Mm-hmm. But we definitely listen to trends that are being bought through the room and feedback. Like, but then again, like we get a lot of feedback. So we try and do like what we can for everybody. Like we had like a lot like requests for more West Coast IPAs. So we definitely took that. We're not going to do it right away, but because it's a massive brew schedule. So we'll like incorporate that. Now if somebody asks for like, you know, a salted porter, marshmallow, peanut butter, like what have you, like probably like really cool concept. Yeah. We might do that in like a small, like 100-liter batch. But, you know, we just like, honestly, we listen to it, but we also like to brew and what we want to drink. So.
Well, we know that there's so much unknown as we plot the path forward because we don't know how quickly vaccinations are going to appear and how quickly we're going to get the rollbacks rolled back to where we were. But what do you anticipate? I mean, you know, we're now into spring or darn close to spring. What do you see going forward in terms of the lay of the land at where Backcountry is in Squamish? Are you going to be have outdoor dining or an outdoor patio scene? Is that still... Again, we're only hoping it's going to get more, increase more and more as time goes on.
So, actually, our whole area got rezoned. So, we are allowed to have the COVID patio up until October 31st. But the city's actually approved our whole area to be allowed to have a patio and extra seating. So, before, we were only allowed 50 seats max. So, there will be some expansion in the tasting room. And hopefully, fingers crossed, our landlord works with us, that we'll get a permanent patio out front, which would be awesome. Something all year round, like that's other mm-hmm. than COVID.
And we also got to talk about the food program. What's new on the menu?
Woo! Yeah, there's like new pork sandwich, which is amazing. actually, our chef is really he's coming up with a lot of new. He's challenging like us to eat a lot more, which kind of is good for us. Not my waistline, but yeah, he's coming out with. We just came up with that, and then we have chicken wings on the menu.
Nice.
Which are phenomenal.
Nice.
He's coming out this week. He's coming out with a new salad, which is exciting. I know it may not sound much, but it is. It's a couscous chicken salad that should be coming out hopefully this week or next. And some of the new things coming out, like our food program. I mean, the pizzas we'll have. I mean, the pizzas are to be, take a grain of salt, are amazing and awesome. Obviously, a little slight bias, but they're fantastic. Yeah. Kind of known for pizzas. And then just switch things up a little bit. Yeah.
Well, Mark, we don't see it often. We don't see you often enough. But next time we have you on the show, months down the road, let's hope that we're back to normal.
Yeah.
Let's hope that maybe we're up in Squamish, and let's hope that there's people hanging out and having a good time like we used to in the good old days of a year ago.
It's coming. Right? It's coming. Like the restaurant scene is super positive. I think with a nice summer, patios longer. Like, go support your local breweries and restaurants.
Look, I'm no prognosticator. I think the economy is going to boom, and I think people are going to go nuts when normal comes back.
Love your positivity.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark Roberts.
So much pleasure.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, cheers, buddy.
In the world of body art, you want someone who's creative, innovative, and gets it. That's Side Street Tattoo in Gastown, and artist Devin Stacey. If you can imagine it, Devin can create it. Whether it's something simple, a full sleeve, or way beyond, it can be done and in a safe and sterile manner. If you've been thinking about getting your first ink or looking to add to an already existing piece, talk to my friend Devin Stacey. Side Street Tattoo at 26 East Cordova in Gastown. Online, sidestreettattoo.com. We are just here for the beer radio, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM. HD3, follow us on social media at JHFTB on Twitter and Instagram. Also, always some interesting stories that we post on Facebook. Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabir from justhereforthebeer.com, broadcasting from the legendary John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Steve Chama is the business development manager for Mariner Brewing, new friend to the show. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thanks for having me.
Actually, just met you about a week ago. We were happenstance. We literally just ran into Steve.
Fate and karma.
Yeah.
Crushing beers, socially distanced.
Of course,
right?
Of course,
in the parking lot.
Of course we were. But now, Mariner Brewing has been around for how many years now?
Three and a half years.
Which seems like an eternity when you consider, especially when you take the pandemic into consideration.
Yes.
Three and a half years seems like an eternity. And again, at that point, you were the first brewery in Port Coquitlam.
Coquitlam.
I'm trying to get my boundaries properly.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You were the first brewery, and are you still the only?
Correct.
Still the only. And I'm kind of curious. I mean, being the sole representative, how have you found the response to Mariner in the time that you've been around?
It's been actually hit and miss, to be completely honest. When I came on board, it was more or less just go sell, get to know the customers, because the company had gone in a different direction. They actually brought sales in-house as opposed to using a sales agency that represented a number of brands. So for the most part, when I came on board at the end of October, I spent November and December going to every single liquor store that I could to introduce myself and try and rebuild our brand and reputation.
Yeah.
Not to say that anyone in the past had damaged it.
No.
It's a matter of, you know, aligning our goals with, you know, sales and production.
And it's a little easier when your sales are done in-house.
Of course. Absolutely. It's a lot easier to sell your brand than have somebody else sell your brand. We've always established that. But basically, in the time you've been around, and obviously the scenario where you are located in Coquitlam has certainly, the landscape has changed a lot.
100%.
How have you been faring in these COVID-19 times?
Actually, 2020 was very good to us, especially in the tap room. I work really closely with our taproom manager, and the summer was a bit of an anomaly because when restrictions were kind of loosened but still in place, but we were doing record sales in July and August. But when things started to slow down, we're back to our, you know, regular capacity for COVID. Our patios are open now that the weather's nicer. We still try and release our exploratory batches every Thursday, so we're staying somewhat relevant and people can actually find something new and exciting to enjoy every week.
You have brought something to my palate right now that I am loving.
Oh,
I am loving
dude.
It. What do we have in here?
So, you know, my wife is 4 months pregnant and she does not like it when I bring home more craft beer. So I have to get creative with what I have.
Yeah.
And our champion product as a brewery is our blueberry sour, which of course you're having. And I got my blender out and started messing around with slushes, different cocktails, and you take our blueberry sour and you put lime slush on top and you call it a Blue Earl. You can add vodka, you can add a splash of 7 if you're looking for something a little sweeter. But overall, it's a perfect summer refreshment. You guys tell me what you think.
I think it's outstanding. I mean, I've had two beers on the show today that blew me away. The limoncello from Whistler Brewing and this from Mariner Brewing. This is outstanding. And again, it doesn't really, if you're maybe not the biggest beer fan, this kind of is a hybrid. It kind of doesn't necessarily fall in the beer category. Is that fair to say?
Well, I actually classify it as the gateway beer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we get a lot of people that come in to the farmer's markets, approach our booth, or they come into the tap room, and you're getting, you know, one part of the equation that is a big beer drinker, whether it be him or her. And the other side is saying, well, I don't really like beer. Do you have any wine? We always try and give them a sample of the blueberry sour because it's the perfect blend for someone who doesn't like beer to try something that's not beer forward. And then for the beer drinker, it's something different that to them still tastes like beer.
And that's one of the things that we've talked about before too, Joel, is that as we move forward and all of these different craft breweries, you know, for people who aren't necessarily beer drinkers, there's something out there. You just have to be adventurous enough to try a few before. You know, you got to kiss a few frogs before you find your prince,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. The Venture Blueberry Sour from Mariner Brewing. Steve, welcome to the show. Hopefully, we'll see you back on the airwaves down the road.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Well, Rick, that wraps up our show from the John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam, a home of the legendary biggest back bar that you'll find. If you can't find a spirit up there that you enjoy, you're in the wrong place in the world. And I'm going to say this only because he puts the show together for us, and he always likes to hear his name. Shout out to Art Factora, our producer of Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650.
For the Beer Radio is heard exclusively on Sportsnet 650 and is podcast through justhereforthebeer.com. For more information, check out justhereforthebeer.com and on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB.